Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, Chris, you were right to say that Bayern would be back with a vengeance. Bayern have just claimed their ninth straight title by defeating Gladbach.
Even before defeating Gladbach, Bayern had their ninth straight title wrapped up thanks to what Borussia Dortmund did to RB Leipzig. You know, but as far as this match, this 6-0 landslide victory was icing on the cake. They were celebrating before a kickoff, naturally. But more importantly, this was payback. They lost the first time these two sides met. You know, and then you look at the individual performances from Lewandowski. Lewandowski scoring a hat-trick was remarkable. Now he's only one goal shy of Gerd Müller's ridiculous record of 40 goals back in the 1971-72 season. You know, that individual performance is remarkable because you have to factor in the games he missed and so forth. And then physically how he looks, the way he scored his second goal, it just looks like he's back 100%. You know, he's up in age with injuries. You never know what you're going to get when they return. It's good to see Robert Lewandowski. And now it kind of makes more sense why he'd be flirting with this idea of leaving because, hey, you got to go when the price is hot. And he's as hot as it gets right now in terms of strikers in the Bundesliga. You know, Thomas Müller, among other players, have made records in winning their 10th Bundesliga title with Bayern Munich. You know, it just goes to show how dominant they've been. And in terms of the match with Gladbach, the scoring did not cease. It even continued after Nian Su was sent off later in the match. You know, with 10 men, it made no difference. Leroy Sané, you know, scored a goal as well. Gladbach got what I guess any team would have gotten in this moment, because anytime Bayern comes off a loss, you know, they have the title in the balance. They're back at home. Expect Bayern to be on their A game, and that's exactly what we got. Now, in terms of moving forward, these next two matches, I don't know who we're going to see field the pitch. Against Freiburg and Augsburg, I'm expecting Hansi Flick will use a lot of unused players, players that haven't gotten so many minutes, you know, this season. So, and these results obviously don't matter at all. Maybe when it matters to individual accolades like the one Robert Lewandowski is chasing, but other than that, you know, almost like a practice match, their opponents could pick up an easy 3 points for all we know.
Do you believe Bayern Munich will have any troubles continuing that streak under Julian Nagelsmann?
Yeah, you know, I think they will, because all these questions, who will be featured on defense? We know Upamecano is coming over, joining Nagelsmann from RB Leipzig. Does that mean he'll play favorites? You know, and then Niklas Süle, Lucas Hernandez, Pavard, who will the back four be? That's one weakness Bayern has shown this season. They've been conceding goals, okay? Their defense is not what it used to be. You know, there's question marks about who will stay on the roster. These older, more seasoned players, will they, you know, take this opportunity to leave? You know, and I think when you look at other teams around the league, you can look at Frankfurt. You know, Frankfurt's been very competitive this season. They only have 5 losses. They have 12 draws, okay? And they're in Champions League contention right now. That's ridiculous when you look at the draw column and you figure out, oh, other teams with that many draws are like in the middle of the table. You know, Frankfurt should be turning those draws into more victories. When teams do that, they naturally become more competitive and they become title contenders. You know, I do expect more competition, more sharks to be in the water next season to compete with Bayern Munich's Julian Nagelsmann. And then, will Nagelsmann be successful and follow trend? Bayern have a history of poaching the best talent from other teams. Upamecano is kind of another example of that. Will Nagelsmann continue doing that? You know, he said he's not going to poach RB Leipzig from all their best talent, but we have to wait and see. Naturally, he wants to win. He doesn't want to break this streak. He wants to keep it going, but I definitely think it'll be a lot more difficult. This past season's proven to be difficult even for Bayern.
Chris, Dortmund's Jadon Sancho netted a brace in their win against their other German Cup finalists, RB Leipzig, and Dortmund are now officially back in the Champions League contention.
Yeah, what do you know? You know, Jadon Sancho shines bright once again. We all know he's a star. He was hyped up around this time last season. We finally get a performance of why he was receiving so much hype. The only problem I have with the performance is Erling Haaland's not in the lineup. I mean, can they both shine at the same time? That's gonna remains to be seen. But he did what he had to do. The way he manufactured goals, he's brilliant in front of goal. He could have had a hat trick. You know, you have to factor in what Dortmund has been chasing. They've been chasing the Champions League. That's basically their only goal this season. Of course, they can win the German Cup as well. You know, but the Champions League is more important for them because this, you know, means more football and more exposure next season, and that's exactly what they want. Plus the windfall of cash that they're due to get if they do qualify in that competition. RB Leipzig, this team executes. They executed well. You know, you saw a couple of mistakes. You know, and then Dortmund in the transition make the Bulls pay. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what RB Leipzig, if anything, takes away from this match because they started to claw back. If you add 20 more minutes to the clock, maybe, you know, you're in the pitch level, you know. So I think we're going to get, you know, a similar type of affair when the German Cup comes, you know, in a few days.
Chris, given we've just seen a preview, how do you think Dortmund will fare when they travel to Leipzig this week for the German Cup?
You know, will the players be tired, fatigue? Will this be an issue? You always have to wonder this. You know, I know one Dortmund player who should have very fresh legs would be Erling Haaland. I'm assuming he's going to be in the lineup. You know, and then that will definitely completely change RB Leipzig's game plan. You know, because there's a different style. You know, I think RB Leipzig is coached very well. Obviously, Julian Nagelsmann's future speaks to how well he's done at RB Leipzig. You know, and that system tends to defeat teams. You know, and the way Dortmund win is they win by extraordinary performances. This is a team that sometimes you don't get a full 90 minutes of action and commitment. You know, we saw a Dortmund, it ended well. Jadon Sancho looked very good, but we did see a Dortmund with the healthy lead slowly give it up. Now, I think it might work against Dortmund if they do get off to an early lead in the German Cup. You know, I think it could end very differently. You know, I think with Julian Nagelsmann, he'll notice his differences. They'll make adjustments and they'll add a bit more competitiveness to this match. I don't think it'll be a walk in the park for Dortmund. I don't think this past match was a walk in the park. I expect it to be a repeat of what we just saw, a very competitive match that will be very tight until the end.
Chris, did anything else hit your radar this week?
Yeah, I have a high and a low. Let's start with the high. You know, the high is Kingsley Coman. What a remarkable record. You know, in terms of his CV, once he's been professional, he's won a league title every single season. First, you know, in France, then Italy, now in Germany. You know, that's outstanding. You know, he has the kind of CV you salivate for. You know, they always talk rings and championships. You know, any professional footballer would envy, you know, the amount of silverware he's collected. You know, and then we have to come with the low. A former German goalkeeper, Jens Lehmann, became part of the Hertha Berlin board, you know, to obviously have his input. You know, he does know a thing or two about the sport. Well, unfortunately, he sent a private message to a fellow former international black German player, Dennis Aogo, and referred to him as a token black for Sky Sports. He's a pundit these days, and it just doesn't look right. It just looks very bad, and Hertha Berlin had to fire him because of that. Now, Lehmann has since apologized, of course, but it just goes to show where we are. We have a lot more progress, you know, in front of us that needs to be made. And we have to make sure that we create an atmosphere where it's understood that hurtful things are said, that are said, private or public, should never be tolerated. You know, so I think exposing things like this, it was a private WhatsApp message, but exposing things like this could be used as a deterrent for people, you know, in the future. So we have to look at every lesson like this and try to take something from it. Hopefully people will do that.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.